we're standing in the Australian Fossil and Mineral Museum, and we're also at an exhibition about the Bathurst Town Square. It's called Evolution, the Changing Face of Our Bathurst Town Square, as told through maps, art, photos, and video.
How did this exhibition come to be? It is part of the bicentenary celebrations, but it's got a bigger meaning and reason for its existence.
Yeah, indeed it has. It is definitely an endorsed Bathurst bicentennial activity, but it has, you might say, origin in from two different directions. It's an exhibition that's being put on by the Bathurst Town Square Group, which is a community group that's been going for a good decade now, I think, whose brief is to educate the Bathurst community about the history and the importance of their town square. The other origin is it comes out of the conservation management plan that was prepared by Bathurst Regional Council for the old TAFE building and the surrounding grounds, which is the town square. The Conservation Management Plan's purpose is to address the big question as to what it is we're going to do with the old TAFE building and how that might fit into changing the face of the Bathurst Town Square.
When we talk about the town square, what area are we talking about in Bathurst?
It's pretty easy to define. It's a full town block, 10 acres, and it's bordered by the streets of Howick, William, Russell and George. So it includes King's Parade as well.
So let's take a bit of a walk through the history of the town square now, a bit of a walk through this exhibition as well. Where does it all sort of begin?
Well, I think we might begin with the very first poster that you'll encounter when you enter the exhibition. It's called Evolution, the Changing Face of Our Bathurst Town Square. It's told through maps, art, photos, and video. So it's very much a visual exhibition, okay, visual. And I have a little paragraph here that I've written for that particular poster. It says, our exhibition will tell the story of how our town square came into being and how it has evolved over time to the present day. This is a story with a beginning, but the final chapter has yet to be written. And that's what you're going to encounter, that final chapter, the writing of that final chapter at the very end of the exhibition.
So let's take a walk through to the very beginning. I love this, Genesis.
That's right. And this is about how the town square came into being. We'll look at a couple of the visual images, a couple of plans on the wall, okay? Let's have a look at this one first. This is a plan for the town of Bathurst that was drawn up in January 1833. This is not quite the first town plan, because there's one that dates from 1832, and we'll meet it a little bit later on. But this is the one that people in Bathurst know best. This is the one that's often reproduced, and it shows the blocks of Bathurst laid out, and it shows in the center of the town, as being proposed, something called a square, and there's only one thing in the square. What's in the square?
It's a church.
That's right, there's a church. That's the only thing that has been allocated for this square. All the other blocks around it have all been divided up into allotments, but this square, this block, is being kept open, labeled as a square, and it has only one item, a church, and that church is today All Saints Cathedral. So if you know where All Saints Cathedral is, that is in the exact center of the square. So that was what was proposed. But, you know, the Bathurst community, as they grew in numbers and as they grew in purpose as to what kind of town is it we're going to have, they did not want that sort of square. Sounds amazing, but, you know, they didn't want it. They said, we didn't need it. We don't need this great big open space with just one building in it, a church. We would like to use the square for other purposes. And we'll go along here to look at another plan. And we've moved into the section now called Transformation. And this looks at how the square changed over time. And this is the one I want you to have a look at. This is, in my mind, this is the most important image in the whole exhibition. And it's titled here, Dividing the Square. And what happened was, as I say, the Bathurst community indicated to the government down in Sydney, we don't want this big open square. What we'd like to do is to bring many of our key institutions into that space in the middle of our town. And that's what happened. It began, first of all, with a fruit, vegetable, and poultry market, which was located where King's Parade is today. Originally, that was marked off as a marketplace, and a big building was eventually built there as a market building. You don't like, that's the farmer's market. And you know, I reckon it might be the first farmer's market in inland Australia. It's quite possible. So that was divided off, right? But the thing is, you know, they already had land that was allocated for that purpose, but they didn't want it. The community says, no, we don't want it. We want to have our market up in the middle of the town. And then from there, the School of Arts people had been given land elsewhere to build their School of Arts building. They said, no, we want to have that up in the square as well. And so it went. The Presbyterians already had a church somewhere else, and their church was starting to fall down. It wasn't very well built, okay? It was starting to fall down by about 1860. And they said, well, no, we'd like to have our church and our school and our parsonage up in the square. And the Anglicans already had a church, but they said, well, we'd like to have our parsonage next door. They already had someplace else for it, but no, they didn't want it there. They wanted it in the square. And then they said, well, we'd like to have our school in the square as well. And again, the school appeared in the square. And that building is still there. It's the church bar now, okay? Wonderful use for a school. Also, great way to recycle your school, turn it into a bar. Great idea. And then the government, too, this newfangled telegraph had arrived, you see. And back in 1832, 33, when they drew up the original plan, they hadn't even thought about a telegraph. But by about 1860, the telegraph's arrived. Where do we put the telegraph station? Let's put it in the square. It's a central place. Everybody's going there. And the national school. Where shall we put the national school? They already had somewhere else for it. No, we don't want that. Let's have the community says we want that school in the square. So what happened was the square was divided up into 9 different allotments. But here's something really important to look for. They're all separated by laneways. So there's a system of laneways running through the square. That's important. Keep that in mind, okay?
This picture that will go up on abc.net.au/centralwest, who put it together?
Oh, okay. Well, this is actually taken from an 1846 town plan, and the original of this is in the State Records Office. And what we're actually looking at is just a small part of the town plan. Now, I say it was prepared in 1846, but it's what's called an office copy. And that is, as things happened, they wrote on the plan. So this picture we're looking at covers what happens in the town square from 1846 right up until the early 1860s. Okay, it's an accumulation plan, you like, so they add things onto it, which makes it more interesting for us because we can see how things are developing. So we can move along. Also in our exhibition, we have two really very rare, they're digital copies of. I should stress here that everything we're looking at is a digital copy. It's been scanned and printed. And it means we're getting an image that is actually better than the original because we can enlarge things in it that you wouldn't be able to do with the original painting on the wall. We can focus on an area and enlarge it, which we've done. We have images that are enlargements taken out of the original painting. But we have two copies of paintings here that I think are really interesting. One is by an artist called Joseph Bachler, dating from around about 1850, and it's a view of Bathurst Town. And the other one is a painting from more or less the same position from about 1865 of a view of the town. The Bachler painting's from the State Library. The other painting is from the National Library down in Canberra. And I really recommend that people come along to the exhibition and look at these paintings because they are really so interesting. You'll see buildings in them that you recognize from today. We're looking right now at that Bachler painting, and we can see a little tiny Holy Trinity on a hill over in Kelso Side. But when you look at these paintings and you also look at the captions, they help to explain how the Bathurst community was thinking as it did about its town square at that time.
We've continued walking through
the
exhibition.
Yeah. I should say, we're just looking at just a handful of what's on display. There's lots and lots of maps and plans and paintings and aerial views and so forth on display. But it's going to pause, though, and look at this one, because this one is a real wow picture.
It almost looks like, say you were in a helicopter and you were...
A hot air balloon,
you were over Bathurst.
Yeah, we've got helicopters. Right. So you're in a hot air balloon and you're up there.
And an artist is drawing.
Yeah. What is probably is, they would have taken a photograph. They had special cameras in those days, plate cameras, but they had an extra kind of long plate, if you like, and they could do a panoptic picture, a wide-angle picture. And that's what we think this is. This is a hand-colored engraving that would have been made from a black and white plate photograph, and it is an absolutely stunning image. It dates from 1891, and it shows what Bathurst looked like at that time. The detail is astounding, and again, it's a digital copy, which has allowed us to enlarge it to make it even much more visually accessible. And we actually have got magnifying glasses on hand. If you really want to get right in there and find your house, you can do that. The quality of the image is such. But what we're going to focus on right for the moment is what the town square looks like. Mm. And we have an enlargement of it here. I've described it as Victorian elegance. It is a really beautiful place. I'm lost for words. Is it not really an attractive place?
It almost looks like a square in Prague or somewhere in Europe, because you've got two beautiful churches. You can see the different denominations there in the way that they're built, and quite a grand building overlooking them.
That's right. You go right back to the courthouse that we have today. That's on the Russell Street side of the square. And then we have the Marketplace building on today's King's Parade. And then moving along, as you say, we have All Saints Cathedral. This is the old All Saints Cathedral. Up on the corner of George and Howick, we have St. Stephen's. We can see along Howick Street the schoolhouse we're in right now. That's still there. But then the story gets a little bit depressing. If we move along towards William Street, we're still on Howick Street, moving along towards William Street, we can see we've lost the School of Arts Hall and we've lost the School of Arts. The School of Arts Hall is today, and this is really a dreadful thing to say, it's a parking lot. This was a building of national significance, and today it is a parking lot. It's a bit depressing, that. But the image is worth looking at, because you'll see things in it that you recognize, and you'll see things in it that you'll say, gosh, I didn't know we had that. You know, what an interesting building, or what an interesting view. And you can see the people scurrying about in their on foot and on their horseback and in their carts and so forth. It's well worth spending time studying this image.
Talking there about that building that's now a parking lot, there are some great sort of then and now images as well that we can see along the wall behind us. And I think that really tells a history very quickly in some words, and also tells us some of the things that have been lost, which is why an exhibition like this is so important, Robin.
Indeed, you're quite right. We have a collection of photographs. We have our historic photographs. And then we have, from more or less the same position, a photograph that's been taken recently by Jan Mann. She's taken these excellent photographs that look at the same view. And we can see, it's good news and bad news. We can see, for example, we talk about King's Parade, the great big market building, which is an imposing and impressive building in itself, but you know, all the evidence suggests that by the late 19th century it had lived beyond its use-by date. It was replaced, though, with an asset for the community, and that's King's Parade. And the photograph, today's photograph, shows the Boer War Memorial and the War Memorial Carillion behind it. And I think everybody would have to say that it's a very attractive and very important space in Bathurst today. So the community hasn't lost in that development. And similarly, the original All Saints Church is cathedral had to be demolished because of structural problems, and it's been replaced today by a modern cathedral, and more recently, in the last few years, with the bell tower. Again, that's a positive development. But then there's other places where, well, back to my corner, School of Arts corner. This is so sad. We have a series of photographs looking at the School of Arts corner, then and now, and we have lost a really kind of fascinating Victorian building with a veranda, a closed-in veranda, very attractive building. The School of Arts Hall next to it has been replaced by a building today, well, I wouldn't describe it as an architectural gem.
It's very needs-specific and not much else.
Exactly. Very functional, utilitarian design. There's no mystery, no romance. There's nothing special about it. So these photographs are well worth studying. And I should also mention we have a video called Seven Wonders of the Town Square, which looks at seven different sites within the town square that have a great deal of history and heritage attached to them. For example, we have the Carillion, and the video actually takes you inside, and you can see what the inside of the Carillion is like. We have the stained glass windows in St. Stephen's Presbyterian Church. This video was put together by my colleague Sue Jones, and it's well worth having a look at that. And again, it gives you another kind of dimension. Okay, but let's get to the last part of the exhibition now, most important part.
Yeah, I was going to say, because talking there about those before and after photos, talking there about a little bit about what's lost, and that's where you, this exhibition, everyone who's working together, Bathurst Regional Council, come into place, because now we get to the future, and that is where we don't want to make these same mistakes and lose some heritage.
Well, I think there's a couple of things happening here. Indeed, this last section is called The Future, and this is tied into the council's intention to do something with the old TAFE building and also to integrate that into what we might be able to do with the square, in making the square an interesting, accessible, exciting place for Bathurst residents. Okay, so it's called The Future, and what you have when you get to that section of the exhibition is you have an opportunity to look at the council's ideas as to what might happen with this part of Bathurst, with the square. And you also, most importantly, and this is the most important thing about the exhibition, there's a little leaflet here, or it's more of a questionnaire, what do you call it, survey form, isn't
survey,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Wish Upon a Square. On this survey form, you can write out the sorts of things you would like to see happen with the Bathurst Town Square for the future, and also ideas you may have for the old TAFE building. Now, you'll see an architect's proposal. Barbara Hickson is the architect. She's drawn up just a basic kind of plan as to what might happen. And one thing she highlights are the pathways, the laneways, that once ran through the square, but could be reactivated, if you like, so it becomes a very pedestrian accessible and very pedestrian friendly place. Now, putting those laneways through gives opportunities for all sorts of other things. There's little spaces within the square that might become an artist marketplace, for example. Maybe artist workshops, maybe tea rooms, maybe coffee shops, maybe specialty stores, or maybe it's just nice shaded laneways that you can walk down on your way from William to George Street. You can go through the square down a nice tree shaded laneway. Maybe it's other things. Maybe there's little parks, little garden features. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have my ideas, but those are just my ideas. That's the whole point of Wish Upon a Square. So what I really encourage people to do is to come and visit the exhibition, spend some time walking through the square, walking around the square, and then put their ideas down on a Wish Upon a Square survey form. And there's a suggestion box here.
And it's got a few suggestions in it, which is great news.
Yes, indeed, yes. We had a little peek in this morning, and we could see that there's quite a few in there already. And all I can say is Wish Upon a Square.
Because this is about creating that space for the modern community. That's what it was like back in the day. When you look at that plan, when the Bathurst community back in 1833 said, you know what, we don't want an open space with a church. What we want instead is stuff that we can use, stuff that we need, stuff that we want in the centre of the town. This is about recreating that in the modern day.
Exactly right. And I think we should all be inspired and encouraged by the position the Bathurst community took back in the 19th century when they did exactly that, when they said to Sydney, well, thank you very much for this square, but rather than an open square, this is what we'd like. And they worked at it for about 10, 12, 15 years. They worked at getting what they wanted in the square. We have the same opportunity and the same responsibility today to do the same thing, to decide what our square will look like for the next 100 years.